For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In just the past month, Memphis arts lovers have been asked to reimagine an institution. It started when the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art floated the idea of leaving its 100-year-old home in Overton Park. Last week, that possibility became even closer to reality as plans emerged to build a new museum on Front Street and Union Avenue on land newly designated by the city for a large cultural amenity. Here with more details is Brooks Executive Director, Emily Ballou Neff. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Christopher. Great to be here.
Emily, in my own non-scientific study of reactions to the news, some people were shocked by the idea of a relocation. What are the main reasons for moving?
Brooks Art Museum ran out of storage in the 1990s. We've had no new space for the display of art since 1973, with the exception of a 500 square foot space, which is relatively small. And we do have some constraints to our footprint within Overton Park.
I think that some see the Brooks as a kind of cultural anchor of Overton Park and Midtown, and that moving the museum is maybe, you know, an affront to history. How do you guys address the kind of sentimental attachment that people have to that space?
Well, we are incredibly sympathetic to it and very respectful, and we understand the concerns that people have. But we've had a fantastic life there for 101 years, and our ultimate responsibility is to the 5,000 years of art that we represent. And so an art museum is more than a building. People forget we impact 60 different counties. We're the oldest art museum in Tennessee, the largest one in Tennessee, and the only one in a three-state region that includes a 5,000-year human history of making art.
We know it's not quite a done deal yet, but how far along is the Brooks in moving?
We think that we're very far along, and this was a unanimous board decision. We have tremendous excitement about this, the opportunity to be a part of a renaissance along the Memphis riverfront. This is a game changer, and I think what attracts the board is that it's not only transformative for the art museum, it's transformative for the city.
What do we imagine this new museum will look like?
Too soon to say in terms of architecture, but I do know that there are certain goals that the board has. One, that it would be visible. Another, that it would be easily accessible.
And a lot more room for art.
And a lot more room for art. And showing art in a way that I think is deeply respectful, taking advantage of some natural light, as well as the latest technology in terms of the best way in which to display art.
Back in 1913, it was Bessie Vance Brooks who gave $100,000 to the city of Memphis for the museum that was then named after her. Are we thinking that a change of space could include a change of name?
That is not a question that has come up on the board at all. We are the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art.
How much money are you thinking of raising, and when might we see a new museum downtown?
So we're looking at a $110 million campaign at this point, and 2022, so 5 years. It's a five-year process, give or take.
Emily Ballou Neff is Executive Director for the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Christopher.
You're listening to WKNO-FM. I'm Christopher Blank.